Zero. Shema Yalav Yitlash. It's only Xerim and Rabbonin that maybe you climb up the tree and pull off the apples. If it will be Mati, you eat the apple that came off the tree today, the Xer is maybe you go up and pull it off. In other words, really, Midrash sits mut to eat the fruit. It came off the tree already. Even Midrabonin, the only Shalash should be as Muksa. So according to Reb Shimon Shita that does know for Muksa, the fruit really is mut to eat. Because even before Shabbos, the person like his Oymed is waiting maybe that fruits will fall off the tree. So when they fall off the tree on Shabbos, really there's no Issa Muksa. Therefore, the only reason why you can't eat the fruits that fell off the tree, because it's a gzeira. Shem the yalav yitlish. Maybe you go and pull off another apple, like Rashi says, the yitlish, they're the yisuru diraisa. This will be an issa diraisa. Ta'inu kaitzer, shuav malachas. One of the lamates malachas, kaitzer, cutting off fruit. So it's only gzeira. So Fetti Gemara Kashram, he goofed gzeira. Not eat the fruit that fell off the tree is only yosem ed rabon. It's only gzeira. If so, the anan nekum v'nigza gzeira l'gzeira. Usually it's a klal, we don't make gzeira on gzeira. So teeth the fruit is only yosem ed rabbonin. So the havamina is, not teeth this egg that came out of the mother's stomach on Yom Tif is like gzeira otto peris that came off the tree today. Now even the fruits that came off the tree today, it's only yosem ed rabbonin. So the klal is, we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara says, no. Kula chod gzeirahi. I'll tell you, Rav Yosef holds, it's all one big zera. When the Rabbanan went to make the zera, not eat fruits that fell off a tree on Yom Tif, in that zera was not eat an egg that came out of the mother's stomach today. Because it's like the same thing. It's like a fruit coming off from the place where it's growing. Just like a fruit when it comes off the tree, who had in the egg is coming out of the place where it was grown, it's one zera. Rashi says, Chod gzerahi. Loishetei zu gzera. It's not like one gzeira totally in another gzeira. That he said, don't eat the egg, because maybe you'll come to eat the fruit that fell off the tree. No. Ella, it's like this. Kishanim nava gozru. Al peres hanoshrin, when the Rabbonin sat down to make this gzeira, not eat fruit that fell off the tree today on Shabbos on Yom Tif. Af beitza hoysa v'mashma. Even an egg was the chal that gzeira. V'yaf agav the lespe mishum talisha. Even though the reason of the gzera doesn't apply by an egg. Because the reason why you can't eat the apple that fell off, because we're afraid you'll come to pull off the apple off the tree. Now an egg, you can't pull the egg out of the mother's stomach. Miyu, still, mechlal gzera's chacham hoysa. It's mechlal that one gzera. Shafi priha noisher. It's also daima to a fruit that's falling out the place where it was grown. The place where the egg was grown was in the mother's stomach. So when it falls out, when it comes out, it's mechlal the gzera. So it's a question of chod gzeru. In other words, if they wouldn't have made this gzeru of an egg, people will come to say, who adin you allowed to eat the fruit that fell off the tree? That they'll say it's a joke. How come an apple no and an egg yes? It's the same thing. So when the Rabbanan went to make the gzeru and not eat the apple that falls off the tree, they also had to include not eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. So the kid says it's one gzeru. It's chod gzeru. That's Rabbi Yosef's tam. Rabbi Yitzchak, the fourth man of the Yom, says another reason. Rabbi Yitzchak, you know why the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to eat this egg that was born on Yom Tif? Gzeira mishum mashkin shezavu. It's another gzeira mid rabbonin. Mashkin shezavu means the liquid, the juice that comes out of the fruits. It's also to drink, even if it came out by itself. That's called mashkin shezavu. Rashi says, Mishamashkin Shazavu, the Kaimala and Asurun Laboy Bayoim, on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink the juice. Kiritnan, im Yotsu Mayatsman Asurun. Let's say you have grapes, so you have oranges. So, Pshit, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice yourself. But let's say by itself something fell on top of the grape, and the juice came out of it. So, Midrai, so you're allowed to drink the juice now. You didn't do anything wrong. But Midrabana, though, it's also. It's Xeru, you come to squeeze the grapes to get the juice out of it. Now, Ubeitza Nami, an egg also. Dam Yelu, it's daimah to this. Shezovu v'yotis mimokim shesa blua. It like comes out of the place where it was blua, where it was swallowed into. Like before the egg was in the mother's stomach. Now when it comes out, it's the same thing like this juice that's coming out of the grape. Before the juice was sapped up in the grape, before the egg was sapped up in the mother's stomach, just like the juice comes out, the same thing the egg comes out. So the same way they made Xera not to drink the juice that comes out of the fruit, in that gzera was not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked the kasha, same kasha back to Yitzchak now. Mashkin shezovu taimamai. What's the reason why you're not allowed to drink this juice that came out of the olive, that came out of the grape by itself on Shabbos or Yom Tov? If by itself something fell on top of the grape, and now the juice came out, why can't you drink that juice? It's gzeirom shema yischoit. It's only gzeirom because if we let you drink the juice, you see it's good, and you want to drink more juice, so you come to take more grapes and squeeze out grapes, which is an issa d'oraisa. So that's why they said you can't drink the juice that comes out of the grape. So l'chura hi gufa gzeirah. It's only gzeirah not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes. The anan and we, neko, we should get up, the nigzer gzeirah l'gzeirah, we should make gzeirah l'gzeirah. That's always the klal. If something's only yosim with rabbonin, you don't make another gzeirah not to do that yosim with rabbonin. Because since it's only with rabbonin, we don't make gzeirah l'gzeirah. Rashi before brought down psukim like this. There's a posik, ushmatem es mishmarti. That means also mishmeres kolema gzeirah l'mishmarti l'teruasai v'loy mishmeres l'mishmeres. But you don't make gzeirah l'gzeirah. We only make gzeirah not to be over nisa d'iraisa. But in adin d'rabbonin, you don't make gzeirah l'gzeirah. So I'll come here, that's a bias kasha. Why do we ask them not to eat the egg? Because you come to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes. That's only the rabbonin. You don't make gzeirah on gzeirah. So the Moran says, no, the same teretz. Kula chod gzeirahi. It's one big gzeirah. When the rabbonin went to make gzeirah not to drink the juice of the grapes, they had to also ask them not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. Because it looks to people like it's one gzeirah. Just like the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, was sapped up in them, the same thing, juice comes out of the grape. So if you can tell them the egg you could eat, people think you're allowed to eat the juice also. And they will know one's a gzeirah, one's not a gzeirah. Therefore, it's one big gzeirah. The Rashi says, chod gzeirahi, Rashi can appreciate. Kishagozer al-mashkin shezovu, af beit sois of a mashmam. It's not a gzeirah l'gzeirah, but it's bechlal that first gzeirah. In other words, you can't have the first gzeirah not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, unless the Rabbanim would also add not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. Because if not, people say it's a joke. How come this yet, that no, it looks alike. It's both things that are balua, swallowed up in something else. So these are the four reasons we have so far why Bethilu says the day that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat. Either it's Als Muksa, or else it's Achana the Rabbo, or else Rabbi Yisus says it's Als Perish and Oshru, or Rabbi Yisus says it's Mashkin Shezovu. So the Gemara explains now, why does one argue on the other? How come one doesn't know from the other reasoning of the other one? The Gemara says like this, Kula k'rav Nachman lo yamri. All of them don't hold like a Nachman Svara that says Mishum Muksa, the first reason, Ki Kushin. Because we already asked the question. Like we had the first Kashan, the Gemara asked the Kashan, Rav Nachman, if Yod the Machlekes is a Muksa, why does it only say the Machlekes upon the Beyam? There should also be a Machlekes upon the mother. In other words, we're talking about where the mother is Oymer the God of Beitim. The mother you do not have das to eat, the mother you want to raise to have eggs. So the mother is muksa. So why does Beis Hillel only say you can't eat the egg? He should have also said you can't eat the mother either. And Beis Shammah that says you could eat the egg should have said, who adin, you're allowed to eat the mother. Since the Mishnah doesn't say he, you Beis Sosom, that's why it's not mashma to machlokes to muksa. That's why the other man, the Yomrim, Rabba, and Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, do not like Rav Nachman's pshat. By the Karabba Namil Yomri, how come the other three man yomim don't hold like Rabbi's pshat asachon of the rabba? We're afraid that where Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, right after Shabbos. So since the egg was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday on Shabbos, it's considered like Shabbos is preparing for Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to have that. You have to have choyl, a weekday has to prepare for Shabbos. But there it is, hachonah leslu. They don't hold for such an issa hachonah. Without you not doing any maestah b'yadayim, it's only b'day shemayim. So they don't hold for the Chana of the Rabbah. That's the Chiddush Chana of the Rabbah. Really, we didn't do anything. The Eibishter did it. The Eibishter made it that the egg should be finished on Shabbos. So today we can eat it today on Yom Tov. But we didn't do anything. So we don't hold. We hold there's no such issa. There's no issa Chana of the Rabbah. Even though the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, if it's born today on Sunday Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. That's why they don't hold for the Chana of the Rabbah. They asked all the other reasons. Either it's Al Smuks or else these two Gezeris. Ella, but our question is, Rabbi Yosef, my time will yom like Rabbi Yitzchak. How can Rabbi Yosef, that says the reason is Mishum Perish and Ashru, the apple that fell off the tree, why doesn't he also agree to Rabbi Yitzchak's time? Mishum Perish, Mishum Mashkin Shezovu. Like, what's the difference? These two reasonings are both reasonings in Gzeris with the Rabbonim, why they said an egg is also teat. So, why does one argue on the other? Why doesn't one hold from the other reason? So, it must sound like this. Omaloch, Rabbi Yosef will say like this, Beitza ochla. Beitza is an ochla, is food. U peiris ochla. And peiris, apples that fall off the tree, is also an ochla. So it's one gzera. Don't eat this egg, or you come to eat the apple that fell off the tree today. Lafuke mashkin. Mashenke, not that there's a gzera not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes on Shabbos. That's because it's a mashke, it's liquid. The lav ochla, it's not called an ochla. So who are they in a beitza is not called a mashke. A beitza, an egg, is a food, not liquid. So that's Rabbi Yosef's time that the gzera should not be mishum mashkin shezovu, because it doesn't apply to an egg. An egg is not a mashke, an egg is not liquid, an egg is a solid. So therefore the gzera of perish and ashram, that applies to an egg. An egg is a solid, and an apple is a solid. So a past gzera, when the asked not to eat the apple to fall off on Shabbos Yom Tov, in that gzera was not to eat the egg that's born on Yom Tov. Mashenke to make gzera mishum the mashke, and the juice that comes out of the grapes, what does juice have to do with eggs? That's Rabbi Yosef's time. Very good. Moreska now, for Rabbi Yitzchak though, my time will yomak Rabbi Yosef. The Chur of Rabbi Yosef said a very good reason. So how can Rabbi Yitzchak, how come he says an egg is the gzerim ishur mashkin shezovu? He doesn't know. Rabbi Yitzchak said there's the gzerim. Just like you can't drink the juice that comes out of the grapes by itself on Shabbos, you can't eat the egg that's born on Shabbos. And he doesn't hold from Rabbi Yitzchak's time, he doesn't know from Yosef's time, mishum perish and usher. Like how come, why not? Why doesn't he say an egg is more daima to the apple that fell off the tree? Why does he say it's more daima to the juice that comes out of the grapes? So Gemara answers like this. Omaloch, he'll say, Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you like this. Beitza belua. Beitza is swallowed, it's like covered up in the mother's stomach. Like yesterday, it's covered up in the mother's stomach, that's where the egg is. Umashkin beluyin. Who are din mashkin also? This juice that's coming out of the grapes, before it came out, where was it? We didn't see the juice, you don't see it. It's hidden, it's below, it's swallowed up in the grape itself. So that's why an egg is doima to the mashkin, to the juice. La fuke peris. Mashenke, these apples that came off the tree today, the miglu v'kaimu, everybody sees it. Even when it was on the tree, you could see the apple. Now when it falls off, you can also see the apple. So those gzeras of something that falls off the tree is only something that's nigla, you can see it. Mashenke, here, this egg, the egg you can't see, you saw the hen, you didn't see the egg. So therefore the egg is not daima to peris, it's more daima to mashkin shezovu. Just like mashkin, you can't see the mashkin before, it's covered up in the grape, then the egg is also covered up. Trashi blua, but teich hatana gelus, inside the stomach, inside the hen, the zovu lechutz, and then it comes out. O mashkin is the same thing, bluyin, becharzin, the zovu lechutz. The mashkin is also inside the fruit, and then it comes outside. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. It's more of a svara that the gzera of an egg is because you come to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, and not because of the peris that fall off the tree. Good. So this is the four-way machlekes. Now the Gemara says the Sama Yediyah the Yaf Rabbi Yechanan sova gzera mishum mashkin shezavu. Rabbi Yechanan also holds like Rabbi Yitzchak that the reason in our Mishnah why Beitilu says an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, is the reason it's Bechlal Zera, you're not allowed to drink the juice that comes out of the fruits on Shabbos, even by itself. What's the Rai Rabbi Yechon holds like that? To Rabbi Yechonen, Ramid Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yuda. Because we see that Rabbi Yechonen asked for a stira in Rabbi Yuda. He asked the stira in Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Yuda, or Mishanen, and he gives a teretz. Now the only reason why it's the stira in Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Yuda, if you hold from Rabbi Yitzchak's time, that the reason why the egg is offer is because of the gzerim is shemashkin shezovu, like we'll soon see. Tanan, we learned like this, in Mishnah and Shabbos, ein seichten es aperis, lo heitze mehen mashkin. This everybody holds. And not let us squeeze out grapes or olives, that's also midiraisa, and pomegranates, that's also midirabonin. And not let us squeeze out fruits on Shabbos to get the juice out of it. What about the yotzu meyatzman? Let's say by itself, something fell on top of grapes, and now the juice starts to come out. The yin yotzu miyatzman, the juice comes out by itself. The locher is asurin. That's the rabbanan shita. That mashkin shezovu by itself is also awesome. It's rabbanan, it's awesome. Shrashi boi ba yoim, today on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's awesome. Gzera shem yischre. It's a gzera, maybe you come to like the juice, and you come to squeeze out the juice, and that's awesome. So he said you can't drink the juice. Rabbi Yehudi Raim Rabbi Yehudi says, it depends. Imli Eichlin, if these fruits, these pomegranates or oranges, you bought, you took them home, Almanas Pitzim. You did not have in mind to squeeze out the juice of the orange. You bought this orange from Kavona in mind to eat it. So you brought it home to eat. Simli Yoichlon. Then we say, Hayoitzim Hen Mutter. Even the juice that comes out of it on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat, drink it. Because there's no Xerum, you'll come to squeeze out the rest of them. Because that wasn't your intention when you bought it. When you bought these grapes, you bought them Almanas Pitzim. See, when the latest juice comes out of it, we're not afraid to say that if you drink the juice and like it, you'll squeeze out more. No, since you bought them, teat them, the juice that comes out is mutter. V'im l'mashkin, let's say you bought these grapes, Almanas, to squeeze out after Shabbos to make wine from it, then even if you dismayda, that hayyitzim yen osr, what comes out on Shabbos even by itself, then it's osr. This is what Yehuda said. So Yechanan said that Alma, what do we see from Yehuda? That kol oichlin, any type of a food, l'Rabbi Yehuda, uchla diafrasu. Food, in other words, if you bought these grapes, Almanas eat it, then we say the svari is the juice that comes out of the grape, it's considered like a piece of the food. It's a piece of the grape, so just like you're allowed to eat the grapes, you're allowed to eat the juice that comes out of it also. But since the purpose of it is for eating it, anything eating, a part that comes off it, is also called food. And there's no gzera of mashkin shezavu, there's called uchla diafrasum. It's called a piece of the grape. Just like you're allowed to take the grape and cut it in half and eat each half by itself, the same thing, the juice that comes out of it, since your purpose of these grapes, what eats the grape is called an eichel, so any part that comes out of the grape is also called an eichel. And therefore you're allowed to eat it. That's what Rabbi Yechonin learns out from Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yechonin asks for stira. I have a stira. Uriminu avakasha now. Avakasha from now aloch about a beitza that's born on Yom Tov. Now what? We learn the Gemara in Ervin. The Yoidom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said like this: Mas na'adam al kilkolo shel peris v'yom tov rishon v'yochla b'sheni. Let's say you have a basket of fruits that you've got to take off trumas and maisus, and the locher is you're not allowed to take off trumas and maisus on Yom Tov. So when you have 2 days Yom Tov, so at the sveika of the yom, you don't know which way is Yom Tov, which way is not. So there's an eitz on the first day Yom Tov, like make it tonight. Take this basket of fruits and say like this: if today is Yom Tov, I don't want to take off Trumas and Maisus today. I'll take off the Trumas and Maisus tomorrow. But if today is Chol, then I want the Trumas and Maisus to be Chal today. And you do the same thing tomorrow also. Tomorrow is the second day Yom Tov. Say like this: if today is really Yom Tov, so then I made already the Afrosha Truma yesterday. I'm allowed to eat it today. But if yesterday was Yom Tov, so I didn't want to be Mafresh yesterday, but today is Chol, then I'm making it Trumas and Maisus today. You're allowed to do that. So it comes the second day Yom Tov, Mamonashach, you're allowed to eat these fruits now. Because Mamonashach, the Maisa Afrosha was done on a Chol. Either was done yesterday was Chol, or else was done today, today is Chol. Because even though we keep both days Yom Tov, it's only because of Sveika we don't know which day really is Yom Tov and which day is not. So that's the Eitzah to make to eat your fruits the second day. Now Rav Yehuda says, V'chein Beitza Shenol Devarishin. The same thing, an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov in Chutz Lawrence, where we keep 2 days Yom Tov, you should know, Tayochal V'sheini. On the second day you're allowed to eat it. Because the Manashach, one of these 2 days was Chol. It was born yesterday the first day. So if the first day is Yom Tov, I'm allowed to eat it the second day, because the second day is Chol. If the second day is Yom Tov, then it was born yesterday, which was Chol. So the Manashach, the second day I'm allowed to eat it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now the Diyuk is, V'sheini in. When you're allowed to eat this egg, only on the second day. But the Rishon Loi, the first day Yom Tov when the egg was born, you're not allowed to eat the egg today. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda also holds like our Mishnah, that Beitzilu says that Beitzah Shenol, then the Yom Tov is like Teichol. You're not allowed to eat the egg today on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yechonin asked for Stira. Now the Kasha, what's the big Stira? Like, what does one have to do with the other? Rabbi Yehuda just said a Svarim that by Mashkin, when do we say Sekzera, the juice comes out of the grapes? You're not allowed to drink the juice. Only if the grapes are oimit for mashkin. You wanted to squash the grapes to get the juice, then we say the juice that comes out of saucer. But in the case where you bought the grapes, I'm not to eat them, it was called an oichel. So the Yehuda Shita then was, even the juice that comes out of it, you're allowed to drink the juice if it came out by itself. Because uchla, the afras, by uchla, you don't have the exerer of mashkin shizavu. So now, what does that have to do with the beyer that's born on Yom Tov? Like, what's up, Yechon and Stirum? So here, if Yehuda holds that an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it the first day. It's only a question the second day Yom Tov you're allowed to eat it, but not the first day. So what's the kasha? Elamai Tzarai, Rabbi Yehuda learns that what's the reason, Rabbi Yechon learns, what's the reason in our Mishnah? Why is it Beit Ta'aset eat the first day Yom Tov? Only because it's Gzeira, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mishumashkin Shezavu. It's Gzeira that if you come to eat this egg, who then you come to eat? Juice that comes out of the Paris. That's Gzeira. Now the Kashri is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't apply such Gzeira. Because the egg for sure is an Eichel. The egg is not liquid. The egg is something you can eat. And Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, on an Eichel, on food, you don't say it's Mashkin Shezavu. You say it's Uchel of the Afris. Like the egg can't be better than you have grapes that you bought the grapes to eat them. Still we say when the juice comes out on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat the juice. You're allowed to drink it. There's no gzeira on this mashkin. Why? Because since the grape is called the food, when it's called the food, there's no gzeira on the mashkin that comes out of it, faker. The mashkin is called a piece of eichel. It's called a part of the grape. So an egg for sure the same thing. An egg is called an eichel. You don't eat a raw egg like you eat. You cook it up first, you make it into an eichel. So since an egg is called an eichel, that's the kasha. Well, how could Rabbi Yehuda be moider than an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov? You're not allowed to eat it. Like, why not? So it's the mashma Rabbi Yechanan learned up that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser is mishumashkin shezavu. That's Rabbi Yechanan's stira. I have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda says that by grapes to oimid lachila, there's no gzeirum, so how can an egg be worse? Rashi says, "Visheni in Varishan Lai." Alma, what do we see? That komidi dezavnim koimoy. Anything that runs out of its place, biyomtif. Viafilu uchl aser. Even though it's an eichel, an egg is called an eichel. So even though an eichel runs from the mother's stomach out, you're not allowed to eat this egg. So b'zay, how could you just say when you bought grapes, someone asked to eat them, the juice that comes out is mutter? If you say the egg is aser, the juice there should also be aser. That was Rabbi Yechonon asked the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Umishani, what did Rabbi Yechonon have to answer? Umishani, Rabbi Yechonon, Mukhlefes HaShita, after change around the Shita, Enechnami. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said Stam, that Peres, Mashkin, Shezov was also. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tanakamalai. He says, just like you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice, if the juice came out by itself, you're not allowed to eat it. Whether you bought the grapes to eat, or whether you bought it to drinking, in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, you're not allowed to drink the juice. And it's the Rabbanan that say, he changes around the Rabbanan say, that if you bought the grapes, Al-Manas eat it, then we say the juice that comes out is mutter. So now, Omidukor Mirmilu Adodi, since you see Rabbi Yechon Esther Fastir and Rabbi Yehuda, Shemamina Chodah Taimahu, you see that Rabbi Yechon learned that what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said that Bey is also in the Mishnah? It's only also Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. He also like Rabbi Yitzchak. So once Yod Mishamashkin Shezavu, then it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we have to change around the Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is an Echnami. Grapes, even though they're Oymetit, even though it's called an Eichel, still, the juice that comes out of it, they're still the Xerim, but the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to drink the juice on Yom Tov. That's why a Beitza that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. Right, Ravina, when Ravina says no, you don't have to change around Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina, when Ravina says no,